It was while there then the Burnson Foundation came about.
Well, I was introduced to Franklin Burnson by a client named Stephen Pappas, who officed on the same floor as me when we first opened up with the Oklahoma City firm. I met Franklin Burnson, who I later learned more about was one of the people who introduced rotary drilling rigs into Oklahoma with a company called Lucy Products. Lucy Products was an oil rig manufacturer, and Franklin had represented them in the early days of the oil patch here in Oklahoma and had done quite well for them. He had even been a partner with Howard Hughes Sr., who was the father of the Howard Hughes that most people know of, who had Hughes Aircraft. So Franklin Burnson had quite a track record in the oil patch.
Describe him personally and his personality and his looks.
Well, Franklin was a very austere-looking person. He was balding. He probably was in his mid-60s to early 70s. He was very wealthy. He knew everybody and told a wonderful story. It's hard to describe Franklin except to say that he was very quiet and not too widely known. The company that he headed was called Lucy Products. They sold oilfield tubular goods and drilling rigs. He had a history in the Oklahoma City field. He's the one that helped get the Oklahoma City field going back in the early days and was responsible for Barnstall Oil Company becoming a leaseholder over there. Franklin became quite wealthy as a result of the Oklahoma City field.
Wasn't there a story when they were not allowed to drill for oil in Oklahoma City proper? And there were many, many, in fact, the Kerr name is involved in this. They were put off by that, but he wasn't. Tell us then, he had a plan for the Katy Railroad where he could drill under the Katy Railroad. Is that true?
That's true. The Katy land wasn't being leased. There was oil all around the Katy Railroads, but they wouldn't lease it. They didn't want their property being drilled up. And Franklin figured out a way to get them to lease to him by finding a source of supply for their diesel oil from Barnstall. He had a relationship with the head of Barnstall Oil Company, and he got Barnstall to supply the railroad with crude oil in return for them leasing these properties to him to drill on, as long as they wouldn't interfere with the railroad's right-of-ways. That turned out to be a very successful venture, both for the railroads as they got oil for their locomotives at a much reduced price, and Franklin got the chance to extract oil from under their properties, which lay in the heart of the Oklahoma City play.
And nobody else could do it.
Nobody else could do it.
But he was so good looking, I believe, that back in his early days when he lived in California, he got a job in some of the silent movies.
Yes, he was in movies with Charlie Chaplin back in the day. I never saw any of the movies that he was in, but he was a very handsome, very intelligent guy.
I believe the Charlie Chaplin movie was A Night at the Show.
Yes, that's correct.
And then he met his wife, Grace.
Grace was there in California. He met her and wooed her for several years before they got married. He brought her back here to Tulsa.
And he was a driver for this Canadian family who was visiting Los Angeles.
Yes.
And Grace was part of that family.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And that's how he met his future bride.
In fact, I think she may have been engaged to somebody else and broke the engagement because Franklin was quite a charmer.
Grace, you knew her too.
I knew Grace,
and
yes.
So tell us about her a little bit.
Well, Grace was a very proper, dignified lady, and Franklin was too. Franklin was a very suave, dignified person. He didn't easily make friends, but once having made a friendship, he was extremely loyal. And Grace was a very, very proper lady and just as lovely as she could be.
They were of what we call high society in this town.
Yes, they were.
And very involved in giving to the town at that point, weren't they?
Well, they were. One of the things that they did is they had no children, so they created a mother's milk bank at St. John's Hospital. That way, women could go in and give their breast milk for babies who couldn't stand formula milk. They were the very first ones to do that.
They were involved in the Tulsa Ballet?
They were involved in the ballet. They were involved with Philbrook. Franklin was very much an early pioneer of local society. The Perriott family that had the beautiful big mansion at 31st and Lewis, they were good friends of Foss Perriott and his wife. They were really high society here in Tulsa. Members of Southern Hills.
They were also members of the First Presbyterian Church.
He was one of the founders of the foundation for the First Presbyterian Church, which today is worth millions and millions of dollars. He was the first head and creator of their foundation.
Now we see the Bernson Family Life Center was there, and now this all makes sense to us to see that Bernson name. And it started with Franklin and Grace because that was their church.
That was their church.
But they died in the 80s, and so obviously they didn't see this happen, but that's what their philanthropy led to.
Well, Franklin had no children. Very early on in my representation, I talked to him about what he wanted to do with his estate. He decided that he would like to leave it into a foundation that would benefit the community. He was so supportive of everything in Tulsa. He had no family to leave it to, so he decided to create the Grace and Franklin Bernson Foundation.
How did he get introduced to you?
Well, a fellow named Steve Pappas had been a friend of his, and Steve Pappas was one of my mentors. He officed on the same floor as my law firm did when we first established with Lewis Mossberg. Steve introduced me to Franklin.
Was that an easy thing to get to know him?
No, because Franklin was a very distinguished person, and he didn't make friends easily, but he was quite wealthy, and we just sat and talked. We became friends, and we talked about his needs from a legal viewpoint. I learned from Steve Pappas that Franklin Bernson didn't pay for legal services. He would pay in other ways. He would make it worth my while to give him assistance in legal matters. So I never, ever rendered a bill to Franklin Bernson for anything.
What does that mean, make it worth your while? How did he do that?
Well, simply by introducing me to people and giving me the benefit of his friendship.
Did you feel when he made it right by you that it was a fair trade?
Oh, absolutely. Just to be friends with Franklin was an experience because he was such a pillar of the community and so highly thought of.
Well, maybe you also, as a result of your friendship, brought in other business because of that. Would that be correct?
Yes, that would be correct.